I think this room is all done.
Finally, dude, that shit took forever. I can't wait till the movers get here and take all this crap.
It really sucks that you have to pay for movers. I just tossed all my shit in the car and then we moved.
First of all, that's because you only own things that fit into card boxes labeled magic cards. Second of all, I would hire movers even if I was moving next door. The effort it saves you is totally worth it.
So you're saying you would pay for them no matter what?
To not have to lug all my shit across the country, I'd buy that for a dollar.
What the hell was that noise?
Probably just my neighbors watching a sitcom or something. I don't know.
I got ya. Hey, remember that time we got trapped in that elevator and it was just like that episode of Saved by the Bell?
Doodly-doo, doodly-doo, doodly. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, those were good, man. I think we should do more of them if we ever get out of this elevator!
Is anybody there? Where is my wife?
I don't know, man.
It's a shame we're both in such terrible shape or we could climb out the emergency access.
Should I start yelling? Maybe someone will hear me.
Should I stop drinking my own urine?
John, you can stop drinking your own urine when I stop drinking your urine. John, you know, I can scream really loud. Maybe I can get someone's attention. But you do live in a really desolate neighborhood.
You can scream really loud. I don't know, man. You always talk in a much more subdued tone on the show. Oh, wait. I record you at 4 whole decibels below me.
Yeah. Do you remember that time we had co-host Eddie on?
Dude, what the fuck? Are you trying to clip show this clip show?
Yeah, I thought that would be funny, you know? Meta humor.
No. We are not doing that. It's not even funny.
Oh, come on. It totally is. It's like the fourth wall breaking down the fourth wall. So it's like eighth wall breaking. It's unprecedented comedy.
No. This is way too meta, even for us. This may be more meta than that Bronies of War bit you did.
Bronies of War?
God damn it.
We now take you inside of Earhart and Anderson's Video Game Talent Agency, the world's number one recruiting agency for video game talent. Now you listen to me, kid. I don't want to hear another word about this. You get out there and you do your fucking job. Hold on, I'm getting a call. What is it?
Marcus Phoenix is here for your 2:00.
Marcus Phoenix is here? Kid, get out of here. I got a meeting to take. You send him in, Mary. Also, Mary, hold my calls and reschedule my quinoa salad for 3:00. Marcus Phoenix, my favorite action hero. Look at you. You look like $1,000,000. You've been lifting weights? Come on in here. Take a seat.
Don't mind if I do.
How do you like the seat? It's a good seat?
Nice.
Genuine leather, spared no expense. Listen, I gotta talk to you about this new Gears of War game that you're not in. It's a goddamn tragedy, I tell ya. Ugh, it's a shanda for the Goyim that they don't put you in this.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they cast Baird? He can't carry a game, Marcus. You carry a game. You're a star, Marcus. Baird, he's gonna be forgettable in a couple years, but you're the face of the franchise, Marcus. It is a shame that they did not put you in this. Now, Marcus, I got another opportunity for you I gotta talk to you about. Have you heard of the Bronies?
Oh, yeah!
They're spreading, right? Huge market. Lots of money to be spent. Marcus, I'm telling you, this new title, it's going to get you right there. Right there. Bronies of War. Now listen, Marcus, you're a shoo-in for this role. It's almost like it was written for you. We're going to get you over there. We're going to film this thing. It's going to be a huge hit, I tell you. A huge hit. Marcus, don't say another word. We're going to take care of everything you need. Mary, get Marcus a limo and reschedule my quinoa salad for 2:30. We ended early.
Sure thing, Mr. Earhart.
Mary, you're a doll. Listen, Marcus, on the way out, Mary's gonna need a headshot, okay?
Got it.
Oi, these actors.
In a world overrun with cuteness, one soldier has the balls to do what's right.
That's a lot of blood. Help! We got company!
Marcus Phoenix is Felonious Horsebag.
The horror! The horror!
You did what you had to do.
Coming in this fall.
Take cover!
Bronies of War in 3D.
Oh, my beloved subject.
I've got an appointment with royalty.
An official selection at Sundance 2012. Looks like the horseshoe's on the other foot.
I will let you down. I will make you.
Man, I can't believe we're doing another clip show. And on top of me having to pack and move and stuff.
Relax, man. At least I'm here helping you move, right?
But dude, how did I get roped into a show that does produce clip show episodes? I just wanted to talk about video games.
I think people really appreciate the effort we put into these. It's worth it to make our fans happy.
I've seen the show analytics. We are not making all that many people happy. I mean, if I wanted to do produce pieces, we could have done that music review site I wanted to do. We could have been like Pitchfork, but you know, indie. God, I should go tell my neighbors to turn that sitcom down.
John, in case you have forgotten, we are a music review show. Think of all the great bands that we've ruined in our earlier episodes.
Oh, dude, you mean like all those bands we played on the show and then they broke up the next week? Like Suburban Hustler Productions, Measuring Gray, Crucial Dudes, Outside Voice. Or was it Outdoor Voice? Anyway.
Yeah, and remember that time I uncovered that secret unreleased track from that Aliens game we played?
All right, so the rest of the show we've kind of been doing since I've got a new I don't give a shit about anything attitude.
You've become emo for this episode.
Yeah, and here's the real deal. So I started listening to Idle Thumbs. Remember that podcast that had the successful Kickstarter for like 100,000?
Yep.
God damn, they're so good. They're so good.
Is it? You know, this happens to me too sometimes. I'll listen to like one of our friend's shows. Like I listen to PGM. And I'll get depressed because I'll be like, God damn it, they don't even have their shit together and they're better than us.
Well, I was talking to Kevin today about this stuff. Don't want to go too meta on it. But I was listening to Idle Thumbs and they're just, it's so fucking good. And granted, these are really smart guys and they work in development and stuff. But they are just.
There's also like four of them.
There's three.
Yeah, so they have more of a banter than us.
It's just.
They have they'd be like us having a moderator.
Yeah, so I had that thing that you happens to you when like you see something awesome and it makes you feel like sad because you know like or jealous or whatever.
It's called a chronic depression.
Yeah, so I was listening to them and then I felt like, man, I'm unfunny, I am not smart, and I just kind of suck.
Plus, your laugh would kill someone's ears.
Thank you, God. I just want to die right now. I'm gonna break this glass and fuck. What is it? Up the river, not across the street? Anyway, Fred, what are we doing? Because as opposed to the rest of the show where we're completely off the rails, I think you wanted to do something a little more structured. Don't mind me. See, you know how fucked up I am this episode? Hear that? That's ice.
That's ice in the glass. Bourbon. Hold on, let me.
Can you imagine? What if I ate on air?
Dude, I can't even take it when people eat on the phone.
I turn off podcast. I really love Rubble FM. And the old joystick podcast, but there are times when people would eat, and I'm like, well, looks like I'm done with this episode. I hear him having fucking cashews in his mouth. I want to fly to San Francisco and cut Arthur Geese's throat.
I can deal when people are eating something crunchy. Like if you ate a potato chip on air, I'd be okay with it. But as soon as it sounds like wet, I'm done.
Oh, God, I want to die right now just thinking about it. Anyway. Fucking, this is why I can't listen to Jonathan Swartz on public radio, because it's just old guy mouth noises. You could just hear his, like, fucking dentures clicking around. I want to drive to the studio, which is in your building, go upstairs, and beat the shit out of that 70-year-old man. Just like, you need to get a fucking filter on your mic, motherfucker!
I see, we found your trigger, John.
One of them?
Back to the thing at hand.
You want to talk about more of my neuroses?
No. We can say that for another episode where we also talk about mine and my control issues. And I'm losing control right now, John.
Okay.
Alien Infestation, the game we played for Game Club last week.
Or last week? Yeah, week
before.
Okay.
We never beat it. Neither you or I beat it on that episode. And
yeah.
I actually was kind of getting into it, so I wanted to beat it.
Now we actually recorded that remotely, so I was beating it.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't. We're better than that.
I am. I don't know about you.
Okay.
So I don't want to ruin it for you because I know you're still playing it, and I know you haven't beat it yet, but you're close.
Yeah, but not really going to blow it for me.
I'm not going to talk about the ending at all. You can probably imagine what happens at the end.
Is it better? The end. I remember the ending for Aliens 3 on Genesis was just a screen with Ripley on it that says, "It is done." Just three fucking words. God, that pissed me off.
Thank you for beating the game. Please try it on a harder difficulty.
No, it just said, "It is done."
Wow.
Period.
Wow, that's pretty bad. Anyway, this game has had a surprise at the end of the game for me that I want to talk about. And I wasn't used to this because I skipped playing portable games for some time. I forgot that they could do music in games now, like real music, not even in handhelds, like recorded audio tracks with vocals.
Yes, I don't know what you're waiting for. I can also hear my radiator spinning up.
You were making a face, and the radiator started going, so you know, I got confused.
Another non sequitur on this fucking game. Did you know that on 3DS, if you're going to play a DS cartridge, if you hold select while you're booting it up, it'll play it in the original resolution? So it'll play it in a square about an inch and a half across.
Oh, wow.
It looks really nice.
Like, nice and crisp.
Because, like, remember playing, like, NES on a 4-inch television? And you're like, wow, it's really good. Because the first time I ever played Super Mario Brothers was on I think I talked about it on
the
show.
On the car, truck thing?
My uncle was a trucker, and on this, like, 4-inch screen, like, those old portable TVs. God, it looked great.
It was, like, HD back then.
Pretty much. Because, you're compacting the...
The pixel density is much... Okay.
Destiny.
The
you want to talk about that bungee joint?
Oh, no, I do
not. How about the bungee greeting?
we're getting off topic.
Yeah, I love it.
There is, during the credit sequence, a song that I was completely unprepared for. And it hit me right away.
Is it Queensryche?
No. It is a band I've never heard of. I had to wait through the entire credits because they put the song at the very last thing. After the publishers, they put the song in the credits. I had to wait to find out who this is, and then I did a little research. So, I brought the song here today. I think we need to listen to it on air, and I want to get... John, I think that this is... It's from a band who's called Holy Light of Demons.
Is the name of the band.
Is the name of the band. And the song is called LV624, which is the planet.
426.
426, which is the planet.
God, you asshole.
I know, I'm terrible.
Ugh.
John, could you please play this for the audience?
Sure. How long is this?
It's about a minute. Just take it in. I want to get your honest opinion on this, and I want our audience to...
I have friends...
Here it comes.
Alien. They say it's structural perfection's matched only by its hostility. Even artificial persons are impressed.
Oh God, this is awesome.
Is a man.
Fuck you for ruining
don't
this for
no
me.
Suit, don't need no nukes and don't need no artillery to rip right through your chest.
Oh God, this is glorious.
Aliens. They mostly come at night.
Oh my God!
Oh, you stopped it, John?
I thought you were telling me to pause.
No, keep going. It's so worth
just too fast as we could. But the pros have come to fight.
This is great!
And you get from orbit like corporal eggs. But they know whoever said that there's no real monsters. Never battles with an alien. Throw it down for the company. It's something we've never seen before. Bring it more.
And it just ends.
Dude, okay, so A, did you look into this band?
I did look into this band.
Is it people that work at fucking
Way Forward? Sure. I really couldn't find
It's gotta be people that work at Way Forward.
Now, they had some other songs.
Are they also about aliens?
No, but they had one called Hail to the King, which is understandably about Ash from the Evil Dead series.
Okay.
They had some other ones. They seem to be a tribute band.
Is this the band that did that song about Event Horizon?
I'm not sure.
Event Horizon! Remember that jam?
No.
Oh, God, it's so good. I posted it on BuzzFeed back before I was boycotting BuzzFeed.
But, so, in looking into this, I got really interested, and I found an early version of the Alien song that we just listened to.
Can I just talk about this a little bit more? Like, I really liked this game. I'm really sad that you blew this for me.
I didn't blow this for you, John. I enlightened you.
Actually, it's really good because I've been playing the game mostly with the sound off.
Okay. Now you know near the end, you gotta...
Dude, holy shit, that's incredible. This came out... can I go back to 2012 and make this my 2011 game of the year?
Maybe.
Dude, maybe. This game is special.
There's something special to it.
It's besides being pretty fun, that is great. Okay. Ugh, God.
So now, I found an earlier version of the song.
That's like Terrorist Hunter. Fugitive Hunter, or whatever the fuck that was. Osama bin Laden, where you been hiding? Okay, no, it's better.
So the earlier version of the song, it's pretty rough. It's only a clip that I found on the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's very rough, so it's not fully produced.
Oh, God, I think I know where this is going.
So I think you should give it a play, John. And we should just listen. Comment.
This sounds... awfully familiar, by the way.
It's alien! Crawling through the heavens looking for you! They're gonna get you! With ass and blood! Paul Reiser was a burger! Remember him? Mad about you? Power loader. Alien.
So, John, now I found that version online. I kind of liked it better.
Of course you would. God, ugh. That's pretty funny, Fred.
I try.
Okay, I guess we're gonna take another quick break, and we'll be right back. Man, these closets are just packed with old stuff.
John, dude, check this out. Check out what I just found in your closet. It's a DVD copy of the special edition of Highlander Endgame. The movie. Can I have this?
No way, dude. That's a special edition. That's a collector's item.
But, John, it's standard def.
Oh, God, you're right. You know what? Take it. Because watching standard def, I mean, I'd rather vomit in my own eyes.
What the fuck? That time it was coming from inside your closet, dude. Inside John's closet. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, you've wanted it, you've craved it, you forgot all about it. It's What's Hiding in John's Closet!
Yay! It's his dignity.
So for those of you who don't remember this bit, it's something that we used to do back in the day. This is a bona fide actual game show that we take part of.
It's mostly a device to help me figure out what to play because I've bought. Did I really just say boughten?
Purchased.
I've purchased hundreds of games that I've yet to play, which I am so ashamed of.
That's physical games, not just the physical games
I've
alone.
I'd say over 80 physical games that I haven't played.
Like if the zombies attack.
That might be a little high. I don't have the list in front of me, but over 50 physical, at least 100 digital on Steam. I know I'm not the only one. You're getting into this a little bit.
I'm getting there. So
it feels good. But what if we get rich? Dude, we could just play games all the time.
Crossing my fingers.
What if there's no more games industry and we just have to play what we have?
I think we're good to go.
Yeah. This is why I just buy it all.
So the way this game shows work, we've revamped the rules a little bit.
This is What's in John's Closet All-Star Edition.
Yes, this is the All-Star Edition.
So instead of Let's Make a Deal,
what we have is 10 games that John has picked, ranked from 1 to 10. The first 5 are amongst his most wanted to playlist, and the bottom 10 are stinkeroos.
Yeah, so the way we're going to do this one, folks, is a lot more like not like Let's Make a Deal, but Deal or No Deal, where I'm going to choose one, and the banker, and Fred will probably explain.
You guys will get along. There's no actual participation from you guys.
So 1 through 5, as far as want to play, is so we've got Heavenly Sword, the recent Mortal Kombat release, you know,
revamp,
the redo, whatever. El Shaddai, Shadows of the Damned, and Heavy Rain. Fred, do you want to read off the sinkers?
Yes, I do, John. So, at 6, we have Alpha Protocol, which is probably the least stinky of the stinkers.
That's why it's 6.
Yes. We have Dark Void.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real garbage. But it's got, at least Nolan North would be with
Nolan
me.
Nolan North, and it aspired to be great, but probably just didn't
get
there.
I hear the first level's awesome.
Yeah. Eat Lead, which I don't know the full title of this, but it's quite something.
It's the something of Matt Hazard. It's supposed to be like a parody of...
It's a parody of a bad game that is in of itself a bad game.
Yeah.
We have Rogue Warrior,
which is supposed to be one of the worst games of the generation.
And we have the worst game of the generation, The Duke.
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 Duke. Yeah, so this is the rules on this one, though. I'm going to have to finish this. Maybe not by next week.
You have to play it through.
But I'm going to have to finish it. And I don't know if there's any games here. Did I say Heavy Rain?
Yes, you did.
I did say Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain was 5. Okay. But I'm going to have to finish it. I don't think there's anything in here that I think that is so difficult that it's going to be impossible to finish. There might be stuff that makes me want to die. It's definitely going to be.
I think Shadows of the Dam might give you a challenge, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yes. So anyway,
what we've done is we've taken all 10 titles, we've shuffled them up, and we've put them into a virtual suitcase. I actually have the virtual suitcases on my phone right here.
Okay.
And
so I have to choose one.
So you have to choose one of the suitcases.
Okay.
So John, you have 1 through 10. Which suitcase do you want?
Let me choose 8.
You're going to choose 8. Now, I know what game that is.
Yeah, you fucker. This is so scary.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start eliminating some suitcases. So let's get rid of 3 of the suitcases. So, John, pick some of the suitcases, would you?
Let's get rid of... fuck odd numbers. We'll go with 1, 3, 5. Well, 86.
1, 3, and 5. 1, 3, and 5 are gone. So, the games that you just eliminated. In suitcase 1, we had El Shaddai.
I want to play that one of these days.
In suitcase 3, we had Heavy Rain.
Shit. This sucks, dude. There's a lot of stuff coming from the good 5.
And in suitcase 5, we had Mortal Kombat.
Oh, fuck.
You might be in trouble, sir.
So for the record, what's left?
What's left from your good pile is Heavenly Sword and El Shaddai.
All right.
You're still in this game.
The way that we set this up, do I ever get to swap anything out?
You might, because what? Hold on, what's that? What's that? I think I'm getting a call from upstairs. Now, hold on. Hold on, John. I'm getting a call. Yes, hello. Why, yes, yes. Okay, okay. Yes, I'll make him the offer. Okay. John, that was the elusive man.
Oh, from Mass Effect.
Yes, he called in and he said that he will allow you to trade in your suitcase that you have right now, and he will allow you to play a cut of Mass Effect 3 that's exactly the same as the first release, but this time you can play it without dicks on the internet ruining it for you.
Well, that's really enticing. Also, that you got to talk to somebody who sounds so much like Martin Sheen is really impressive to me. But, I mean...
Have him on speed dial.
Mass Effect 3 was, like, good enough to me. Like, I was not unsatisfied with it. If anything, I think they shouldn't have made the final decision a final decision. I think the decision should have been made for you based on the actions you did in the previous 150 hours of gameplay. But besides that, one horrible design choice, you know, I'm happy with it. So you can tell the elusive man to bugger off because I killed him anyway.
Okay, so the elusive man's offer is turned down.
For the record, are there going to be any real offers now? Because now I'm, like, really starting to get worried. I had no idea it was going to go this poorly.
Yeah, there might be a real offer.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have to eliminate some more suitcases, John. So, we have 2, 4, 6, 7, and 9, and 10, and you are holding suitcase 8.
So I have to get rid of two more.
You have to get rid of two more suitcases, John.
Fuck. I didn't do really well with odd numbers before. Let's get rid of 6 and 10. Fuck.
Okay, John. Let's see what happens. With number 6, you've just eliminated... Ooh, you've eliminated Heavenly Sword, John.
Oh.
That's not good, John. There's one game left on your list. And with number 10, you eliminated Rogue Warrior.
Oh, nice. Wait, what's left?
So Shadows, Alpha Protocol, Dark Void, Eat Lead, and The Duke.
Fuck this.
Okay, so.
Fuck this.
Oh, I know you're not feeling very well, but I have this feeling I might... Oh, and there it is. I'm getting a call. Hello, yes. Why, yes, he's here. Oh, no, sir. He does, in fact, love your products. No, I know. It sucks. Okay. Yes. Okay. Don, that was Steve Jobs from Beyond the Grave.
Oh, shit.
I know.
This is a big episode.
He told me that he actually really loves this show.
Oh, wow.
Perfect. So, his offer was that instead of playing what you have in suitcase number 8, you have the ability to play Halo on Mac OS 9.
Oh, wow. So, like, is that, like, the original Halo that they showed? He showed up on stage, like, the RTS-ish sort of thing? God, that's really... It's really enticing. But
it's tempting.
But you know my whole thing about, like, not dealing with things from the metaphysical realm? Like, not... Listen, I ain't scared of no ghosts, and I'm not dealing with any ghosts. So... I'll stick with 8.
Okay. Sticking with 8.
Ugh, this is such a bad decision.
keep in mind, John, that Steve is not going to help you cross any games off your list.
Ugh. All right.
So we've got to get rid of, let's say, 2 more, and then we'll have 3 left. So, John, you've got 2, 4, 7, and 9 left.
So after 2 more, are you just going to reveal what terrible game I'm stuck with? Or you're going to...
Well, we may get another call.
We'll pull the other ones away?
Yes.
I don't know. So, all right, so get rid of 2 more. Was there 2, 4, 7, and 9? Let's get rid of 2 and 9.
2 and 9. So you, John, have just eliminated...
The Duke.
You have eliminated Dark Void. And cue sound effect. You've eliminated the Duke.
Oh.
So you now have 3 titles left. And
what's a good Duke sound clip? It's like...
Hail to the king,
hail
baby.
Hail to the chief, baby. Suck my fucking dick.
So you have Shadow of the Damned, Alpha Protocol, and Eat Lead. And I'm going to be honest with you, 2 out of 3 of them I think are probably... I think Alpha Protocol is probably a little better
I
than
hear
that.
It's like controls like Mass Effect 1 and has like an interesting spy story. Ah, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
So now that we have 3 left, I think we can expect one more call. Hold on. I'm getting a call right now. Yes. Yes, Mr. Yes. Uh-huh. I know you'd buy that. Okay. Yes, I know you'd buy that as well. Okay, bye. John, that was actually Bixby Snyder.
Who the fuck is Bixby Snyder?
I'm not sure if you remember him, but he definitely would buy that for a dollar.
Oh, RoboCop guy.
Yes. So, he offered...
He has a name?
He does have a name.
Okay. That's so funny.
So he made you an offer. He's gonna put it out there right now. He said that... if you want, he will allow you to reveal one of the two suitcases that are left.
What is that? What does that even do? You're going to reveal all of them.
We're not going to eliminate it. We're going to reveal it.
And the what? I get to choose between that and my suitcase number 8?
I haven't really thought this out.
Okay. So what do I have left?
So you have Shadow of the Damned.
Okay.
You have Rogue Warrior.
Flip that shit back over. No, I mean, like, what numbers do I have left?
So you have 4, 7, and you are holding suitcase 8.
So I can reveal 4 or 7 and then trade for it based on what's...
Yes.
The information revealed.
You could trade for it with your unknown suitcase.
Okay. Although it will be pretty easy to guess. We should maybe think about this a little bit more if we ever do this again.
Yeah, maybe.
Although I think this is pretty good. Okay, let's open up number 7.
Number 7. So number 7, John, drum roll. Number 7 is Shadow of the Damned.
Oh.
So what that means, John, is that you are either holding Alpha Protocol or Eat Lead.
All right. Well, that's pretty obvious to me. I'll trade up and I'll go with Shadow of the Damned.
So, John, you're going to walk out of here with Shadow of the Damned. Do you want to know what suitcase you actually were holding?
Duh.
John, number 8, you were holding Alpha Protocol.
Oh, okay.
You would have gotten off okay.
Yeah, I would have.
So, John, we will expect a full report before you return here next week on What's in John's Closet?
You think it's going to be weird, you know, you doing the show on your own?
Maybe. I'll just have to figure out what to do.
Do you think you're going to hire a new co-host?
Well, so here's the thing. I was thinking about maybe getting Ed or Will to host, but then I thought to myself, it might be better to do it myself instead of hearing them fucking complain all day long about how far into Queens I live.
By yourself? Seems like it might be difficult and boring. I don't think I can even imagine what that might be like.
Of course you can, dude. Don't you remember that time we used the machine I invented?
We said we would never speak of that again.
John, dude. It worked.
Hey there, Sporto. Calm down a second. What worked?
My invention, it works.
You can barely form sentences. You invented something?
Yes, dude. It's awesome.
You don't even have time to play the fucking games I give you as homework. Where'd you find the time to invent something?
Dude, listen, none of that matters. Nothing other than this matters now. My unrecognized probability and potential predictor works.
Unrecognized predicting...
Listen, you're never going to get it right. It's the unrecognized probability and potential predictor, or the UPPP.
The UPPP. What's it do?
It's kind of complex to understand. I mean, the simple way to explain it is that it shows you things that could have happened but never did.
Like a what-if machine from, like, those Futurama episodes or the Ben Affleck movie Paycheck?
Dude, I hardly think you can compare the UPPP to a joke from a cartoon.
Or from a Ben Affleck movie? Seriously, how is this different from Affleck's brilliance?
Why don't we try using it?
How does it work?
You just ask it a question about something that could have happened in the past but did not happen, and it shows you what would have happened.
So, like, a what-if question. Like, what if I had written Good Will Hunting with Ben Affleck instead of that hack Matt Damon?
You know what? Why don't you just ask the machine a fucking question?
Okay. So, how about this? What-if machine, what would it have been like if I had started my own show without Fred? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to This Digital Life, NPR's first show about electronic gaming. I'm your host, John Anderson, and we've got a rousing episode for you today. This show is brought to you by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. And of course, listeners like you. You were just listening to a track from Whale Tunes, a new album from Ley Lines, which will be on our show later today.
Their mixture of electronic generated sounds juxtaposed with nature's own instrument, the whale, creates a sound, while uniquely their own, is similarly evocative to versions of krautrock drone minimalism and pulsing deserted autobahn rhythms, which seem to be cut from a far longer ritualistic epic. If you're just joining us, you missed a rousing conversation with James Conroy, author of Games of the Andes, an introspective look at the pan flutes in video games. I would say the segment panned out well. A little joke. But that's available in podcast form at WNYC.org. A little later, we'll be joined by Chef Raymond Fletcher from the Power Up Cantina and Tire Warehouse of East Williamsburg. He'll be sharing his recipe for organic, sustainable, locally sourced vegan meatballs, which he joyfully calls Super Meatless Boys. Boy, that sure sounds tasty, doesn't it? First, though, I would like to read this tweet we got earlier. It's from Twitter user @protoaddicte, and it reads, "John, love the show, but don't you think it needs a women's perspective? I mean, women do play games." Thanks for your tweet, Addicte. We, of course, feel women are perhaps the most important demographic in all of electronic gaming. And with that, I would love to introduce my co-host, Catherine.
Hi, everyone. It's so good to be here.
Catherine and I have much more show for all our listeners, but we have to take a quick break for the station fundraiser. We'll be right back in 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. That show was great. Did you hear about the part about the pan flutes and the fucking krautrock?
Yeah, I sure did.
You may be right, dude. This is a revolutionary machine. There is so much we can learn from this. Like, yeah. What would happen if I wrote Good Will Hunting with Ben Affleck instead of that hack, Matt Damon?
Yes, John, but it is far too dangerous to fall into the wrong hands. We need to restrict ourselves to only ask trivialities.
All right, so you're the king of trivialities. You know, I did just ask what my show would have been like if I hadn't met you. It wouldn't be fair not to know what yours would have been like.
John, you know what? I think you're right. Let me address the machine here. You triple P!
You mean the what-if machine?
You triple P! Please show me what my show would have been like without John!
Welcome back, minions, to Red Rings of Death, the most metal gaming show ever. I'm your host, Demon Master Fred. Just before the break, we were talking about Blops 2, and why it should be nominated for the best game of the century forever. Later on the show, Dustin Diamond, that's right, Screech from Saved by the Bell, will be here to talk about his favorite games, and then he's gonna mud wrestle a pig.
Squeal, squeal, eee!
But first, we got a letter from John A. John asks, "Help me, Demon Master. I'm playing an Outlander in Torchlight 2, and I keep losing in Tartarus. I'm spec'd for range with a mastery in Chaos Burst. What am I doing wrong? Thanks for your letter, minion. To answer your question, have you ever considered that maybe you suck at life? Seriously, if you spec your character to do anything but proc crits, then I loll in your face. You will never be elite building dumbass characters like that. I mean, what a fucking noob! Hold on, we're getting a call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, is this Demon Master?
Yes, it is!
Demon Master, how do these games call themselves music games without Van Halen in them? Jersey!
I don't know, how do you call yourself a man with no balls? Enough of this stupidity, we'll be right back with more video games!
John, I think this show may need some changes in the near future.
Fred, that machine shows you what didn't happen, not what should have.
You know what, John? In any case, this machine is far too much power for any person to have. We should put it away.
You know, I guess I have one more question. Like, I've always kind of wondered what it would be like if I didn't get married. Like, if I was still, you know, living the bachelor lifestyle, especially, you know, in New York. Because I've never been single in New York, you know?
You know, it's a good question because, like, you know, I'm married too, and I always wondered, like, you know, I love my wife, but, you know, there's some sacrifices you have to make when you get married.
I guess there's only one way to find out. What if, machine? What would the podcast be like if Fred and I had never gotten married?
shit, dude. This level is so fucking hard. Fred, I need a drink. You think you can bring me a beer?
Here you go. You still having trouble with that level?
Dude, this is a pain in the ass.
Don't worry, man. You'll get it.
Thanks. You're the best. Very supportive.
No, man. You know what? You're the best. What say you put the game down and come to bed?
Oh. All right. I love you, hon.
I love you, too.
No! Cannot be!
This isn't right!
No! No, the machine knows too much! Kill it with white phosphorus!
It must be destroyed for the good of mankind! Well, John, this is it. Goodbye forever, dear friend.
Hey, man, I'm only going across the country. It's not like I'm moving to Mars. You're going to come out to PAX. I'll come to PAX East. Stop being so dramatic.
No, John. Shh. Don't say another word. Though the fates may set us apart, we will always have our memories.
Whatever, dude. I'll catch you online.
Yes, you will. Goodbye, John! Bon voyage! Arrivederci! Goodbye! Okay, Katie. He's gone.
Think he bought it?
We can only hope. Come on, we have to go record a show.
How do I say goodbye?
Hey, John, this is Harold.
And Frank.
From Cross Border Gaming. And we just want to wish you good luck in Seattle.
Yes, good luck in Seattle. All the best to your endeavors there.
And we're going to miss hearing you on the podcast.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get our banter from? Damn it.
Yeah. And, I mean, you've been one of our best guests on our show. I mean, the three episodes you've appeared on have all been pretty epic. The Strip Club episode, episode 150, and Random Show of Randomness 2.
Which you should download if you haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. Well, all three of them. But, yeah. Good luck. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, we're going to miss you a lot, John.
John, I always thought Fred would kick you out of the show. Looks like you beat him to the punch. Congratulations on the new job. Good luck, and keep in touch, man.
Hi, John. It's Kevin Alexander from Perpetual Geek Machine. Oh, man. It seems like just yesterday that we were sitting in that hallway at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center on a Friday night, half-drunk, getting in line to watch some dudes from Giant Bomb chat in front of us for a live podcast. We were playing zombie dice, and you were probably playing on your DS, and we started talking, and we found out, holy shit, we're up here in Boston, and you and I went to the same bumblefuck college in southern New Jersey amidst all the farms. And from that point on, a friendship was born. We stayed in the same hotel. You and Ryan and I holding down the bar, you drinking your martinis and me with my beer and Ryan with his rum. And from there, the rest is history. We met up every year at PAX. You started your own podcast with the help of Mr. Fred. And yeah, it's been great ever since. We're going to miss your voice very much on the show, even though I know it's not gone permanently, but you know, it's not going to be there every week, waiting to jump down anybody's throat for an opinion you disagree with. And I hope Fred has the same sort of dubstep drop finding abilities that you seem to, unless it was Fred all along, in which case that's not going to change, and I'm happy about that. But hey, good luck out west. Maybe we'll come see you. Maybe we'll come to PAX Prime instead of PAX East, and we'll just all crash at your place no matter how big it is. But good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, John. From that first chance encounter in a darkened movie theater, wow, that sounds really dirty now that I say it out loud, to Indiecade, to the wine and cheese party that you so graciously threw in your home, I just want to thank you for letting me be a part of this and for being a constant source of entertainment over the past year. Wish you the best in your new venture, and don't fuck it up. Be good.
Well, John, we had a good run. And we've come to the end of this show, but I wanted to find an appropriate way to send you off and really show you deep down inside how much we cared for you and how much your leaving is a loss to all of us. And this next piece is from someone who knows a little bit about love and loss, Mr. Chad Kroeger.
Look at this photograph. John Anderson always makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Katie's head? And this is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without the second lovers I'm sneaking out.
And that's enough of that joke. How could she not hear me?
All right, we fucked it up.
We fucked it up, says the man running the computer. That's another band we broke up.
I need to record scratch to make a record.
No, I'll put the sound in. So you do what the fuck?
Okay, let's do a good doodly doo. Doodly doo, doodly doo, doodly doo, doodly doo. Dude, why do we do the hand thing when we do? Like, this is an audio show, and you and I both do the hand thing.
It really is. I'm gonna make an animated GIF of that.
Oh man. Line.
Perfect. I love it.
Don't you want me to sing these songs?
No. John, you're going to ruin your surprise.
It's you singing along with the songs?
No. Do you want to know what it actually is going to be?
You're just going to replace the songs with the songs Will Gallego wants?
No. That is good, though.
Don't tell me.
All right. I'm not going to find out.
If it's you doing karaoke versions of the songs, though, just know that I'm very disappointed.
It's not.
Okay. Then don't tell me. That's a wrap.
That is a wrap.